Today, we're going to learn the halachas of kavana in tefillah. When you pray, you have to have kavana. Now, tefillah is avoida shebeleif. So we say, what is levavchem? It's tefillah shebeleif. It's the tefillah in the heart. Tefillah is leif. So then why do we speak? Just daven in the heart. Halacha is chazal limdu mimash and emma betfilas chanev hini hi medaberes halibu raks vasel nois mikan lemispalel shiyachtoi besvasa. From Chana we learn out that that's not the right way to daven. Why? Because when Eli saw Chana daven, yeah, and he didn't hear any words, he asked her, what's wrong? How come you're not saying anything? How come I don't hear any words? So from here we learn that you have to actually say, Shivata bisvasa vishamilim shivitfila kahagin. La yispalel behirur hale bilvat, which is interesting because from the Torah we don't know tefillah words. It's from Tanakh. It's from the story of what? Chazal said it from the story of Chana. Says the Allah, V'lo yispalel bihir alei bevad. But yet, there's another halacha. Even if you do say, you can't say too loud. V'koyla lo yishama. Mikan sh'os lagbir koyloi b'tfila say. You shouldn't pray loud. This week, I prayed loud. I did. I prayed loud. And guess who came over to me? Somebody came and made a whole louder ruckus. I prayed. So that's why we have to put in the key words. And that is Tfilas Lachash. It's only by Shemoneh Esrei. It's not by Psukah D'Zimra. By Psukah D'Zimra, if it's Me'or the Kavana, you're allowed to do it. The chain amu bebrachis chavdalit hamashmiya kaila bitfilasai hareze miktani amuna. Binyamin, did you notice that as soon as I started giving shir, it started to drill? Did you notice that? The chain amru, you hear hamashmiya kaila bitfilasai hareze miktani amuna. Someone who does pray loud, it's a sign that what? He has very small emunah. Why? Because he thinks, I scream. Oh, Hashem hears. What about
during
Shemoneh Esrei? The Shemoneh Esrei. The rest of it, you can pray loud.
So why are you interpreting this way? Why are you going to have the person doing loud to begin to hear himself saying that the Kamanah is an Indian moment? How are you
so obvious, that's a good point. And that's a very good question. That's a very good question. Tell me, when you talk quietly, do you hear yourself? No?
Yeah, cool.
So that's the whole point. If you say it loud, but in a way...
I'm not talking about myself. I'm talking about young people different.
Right, I understand.
Like
I understand.
This way, you know?
I understand.
No, wait, you're talking about somebody who's in flash nice, right? Like, everybody can hear him?
Can hear him.
No. Everybody can hear him.
Yeah, he's saying it loud. You're not supposed to. He's supposed to...
Let's say he's praying by himself.
Well, that's the whole point, but it sounds like to Hashem... The point is that you're making it look like Hashem can't even hear you. You're whispering.
No, I just deep when I get by himself. You don't want to say something.
So listen, I don't know. If it's only about you hearing your own,
right.
Maybe. Again, you know, you're asking levels, more or less. I don't know. But I do know one thing. If you're really sounding, you shouldn't be sounding. If it's whispering, just so you should be able to hear, it's okay. Okay. Now v'chein pasuk miram b'shulchan aruch v'zeh l'shoinai lo yispalel b'libay b'lvat. He shouldn't daven in his heart alone. Ela mechate chadvarim b'svasa. Rather, what do you need to do? You need to speak out the words. U'mashmiya l'ozna b'lachash. He has to speak it, then he hears it. L'yashmiya akayla b'tfilasei l'acherim. It can't be that others hear him. The many of lecham belachash mutter lagbia. If a person can't hear himself, Then he could say the tefillah loud.
Like this situation here.
Exactly. The only thing is, Bamed Varmamurim, when is this? That's only when it's be Yachid, when he's by himself. Avo Bitzibur Asur Shiavai Lahatrid Atzibur Mikaila.
Even if it's like this in a tzibur?
Again, the idea is if you're causing other people to lack kavana, then you shouldn't do it. Okay.
But then again, that's why I was saying that you take his kavana out.
Right. So again, if you could hear yourself, you shouldn't be going louder than that. Why not? Because Hashem could hear you.
So if we're worried about other person losing kavana, does that only talking or like actions, moving, clapping, stuff like that? Because I know some sections,
your man is right here. You can talk to him. He's sitting right here. I
love it. Don't get me wrong. I personally love it. But you're saying that it's distracting and this, that, and
I hear you.
No?
That's a good point. I don't know. I hear you. Alpha P. Sheesh Chalkin Amaram Vesoibrim Shlo Yashmiya Afla Ozna. And even though there are those that are Chaylik on the Shulchan Aruch that says that you shouldn't even want to hear yourself. You'll be able to speak it out clearly. So you should speak it out a little bit. You know, Rabbeisai, I have a little bit of an idea. Maybe all of you come close. It's very hard for me to scream over this. It's becoming too hard. I know, you hear me. What about all of them? And I'm screaming so loud, huh? Everybody come close. It's a little bit, it's becoming, it's a whole week like this. I'm screaming. It's too much.
I'm the good one.
Everyone come close. It's becoming too much. Yeah. Okay, so then to bring everybody upstairs, they might as well come closer.
Bring it in.
You know what? Maybe we'll go over there. Let's go over there. Okay, everybody come there.
Can we say Psuki de Zimras
not loud? Oh, so that's the whole story. When I was saying, you see, you know how it stopped? Okay. Now. Eidus Shinagu Shashliya Tzibur Oimer Bekel Ram Tvilas Arba Shalela Yomte Vishalela Yomneroyim Yeshlem Amashius Meichel. They have who to rely on, which means if they make a loud Shmon Esrei on Yom Tov, they have who to rely on. V'ein levatel minhagim b'chayzik yad. You shouldn't really, what, stop their minig forcefully. If ne'am achloikus. If they have such a custom, leave them. V'mikal makayim, v'mkal akal yaydim v'mespalim yitaych ha-machzer. V'maskil levatel minhagim b'zeh, latsi deis chazan kabalim tavi aleh bracha. Okay, this is not so relevant because it has to do with a certain type of a tzibur that has a loud Shmon Esrei for Ma'ariv on Yom Tovim, so it's not really relevant. Okay. Mishim Espal Shmon Esrei Melachash. If someone prays Shmon Esrei silently, U'magbiyak Tzatzes Kailoi, Yei Shoimim Shumukrachim HaShoim Elam Shom Yanu Omin Ala Brach Shoshoim. Let's say a guy is saying loud his Shmon Esrei. Should I answer Amen? Is he saying that they should answer Amen? So it's very interesting. You're sitting next to a guy, he's praying loud, you should answer Amen.
Well, is he going to say Michael Metim? Is he going to say Hakdisha?
Very good. You have a smart guy.
Oh, what did I say?
When he comes back and he meets him, Yachai Lakum Isham. If he wants, he can get up from there, but the lechus, the makam, hacher, hecha, de, efshe. But if he's in a place where you're not going to stop in talking, you're going bam to Pesuk of the Zimra. For example, in the middle of Pesuk of the Zimra, Taif Shiyisrach Nisham Kadesh Liyismach Hatfila Michaveira. You're better off that you don't hear the other person, right? Although it starts on his Amen Bemtas Birus. See, let's say a guy's diving loud, and you're saying Pesuk of the Zimra. So you have to keep on answering Amen to him. So you might as well what?
Go to the other side.
Im Shama Bracha Bem to Psuki the Zimra?
Yeah,
I know. Okay. I mean, she ain't sorry. No. Yes.
When does a person not answer? To get the Zimra, what could a person answer?
Okay, not now. It's too many complicated issues. Okay? Hamispalil Bebesai. If someone prays in his heart, in his house, Umispalil Tfil Shmin Esrei Tzas Bekol Ram Kdei Lamin Is B'nei Besai.
Yeah.
Because he wants his children to learn how to daven. You definitely have to answer Amen. The Kima Shahutal Elinikate, because since he's allowed to do this, let me explain to you what he wants. He's trying to say like this: when a person does something wrong, you don't answer Amen to that if it's not a proper bracha. So if you're saying a loud Shemon Esrei, where you were told not to do that, so what should really happen?
Still Amen.
You should what?
La not amen.
But he's trying to say, and especially if you're in the house, and he's doing it to teach the people. So that's for surely a good thing what you're doing.
Right.
So you definitely have to answer amen. Amish is parallel behir alei. Whoever David in thought, lehaytzi amilin befiv ubesfasa, and he didn't take out the words. Lehaytzi dechayva asa tefila. No.
So if you
don't
live, it's
not good. No, and he has to go back and daven. It would be good if he made a condition, the Yomer. If I was not judged to the Chayv, I mean, the Chayv is Mispalel. Hashem Chayva. So you should at least speak out that if I do it, it's at least a Nidava. Now, Ulam him here a bracha chroina believe. But if he thought a bracha chroin in his heart, the Abed Yatsi de Chayvis a bracha. The Yaitzi. Bracha chroina. Let's have to make a alamichia. And I'm a hara believe, I'm Yaitzi.
What about benching?
Huh? That's what he wants. Benching too. Benching included. Yeah.
Behirur?
Yeah. But the Abed Yaitzi. That's what he's saying over here. It's only by tefillah that we learn a special halacha of Kayla Yisham.
What's the daytime?
It only applies, right. He doesn't bring this down. The Chayri can only work by day, not by night.
So that's including Pesuk the Zimra as well?
Pesuk the Zimra, what do you mean? What's your question about
Pesuk? If I don't say it loud, I say just moving lips or sometimes you're not...
And you don't say the words?
Doesn't say the words.
Okay. Pesuk the Zimra is not Yotze, not Yotze. You know, it is what it is. Shmon Esrei is a question of Yotze, not Yotze. You understand? Shmon Esrei is a question of Yotze,
Zimra
and not
is like
Yotze.
What? It's like Tehillim. It's not really...
Yes, it is what it is.
Question. We coming out from this praying from Chana.
Well, Chana.
I understand. Tfilat Chana it kabla. From this they learn. What about Abraham Avinu itkabel, Sarai itkabla, Tfilot Shalem itkablu?
Yeah, but we don't see anything. We don't see one word clearly of how they davened.
Okay, but over here she was praying. She was embarrassed, praying loud to Kohen Gadol. Everybody gonna hear her. She started mumbling. I mean, yeah, we know her mouth. But why we taking a Tfilat Chana to make like a wow? This is the way to pray. That's
okay,
it.
So the answer is the because that's where. There we see prayer. We don't find anywhere else in the Torah that says
prayer.
Well,
I mean, Mincha, Arvit...
Again, find me where it says it in the Torah.
It says Abraham made a shaharit.
Abraham says he made it. We don't know how he done it, what he... We don't know anything.
And what, we know Hannah read Shemna Esrei?
It says Tefillah.
One second.
The one place we say it says Tefillah Chana.
Tefillah and Tefillah means Shemna Esrei.
Before Chana.
Yeah.
All those Kohanim, did they pray? How they pray before her?
So again, we don't know.
But Rabbi, how did she get the tefillah?
We don't find it.
Rabbi, how did she get the tefillah?
Let me tell you another thing.
She got it through Abraham Avinu, Rabbi.
Let me tell you, I see the crowd needs crowd control.
Wait, where
crowd control.
Rabbi,
Okay, listen, relax.
Where did she get the tefillah from? From the forefathers, no?
Let me explain to you
something.
There's
nothing written about it.
I just said
the
way she prayed.
It's written. What do you mean it's written? I'm sure. How did she find it then?
If you want
how did she find it?
She did the tefillah shmona. It said, well, not tefillah shmona.
It says, yeah, because tefillah means shmona.
It's not tefillah shmona. It's the tefillah. She was asking for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to give her the son.
Yeah.
You know?
But tefillah, he said tefillah means shmona.
They find out tefillah.
Okay, there's confusion, Rabbi.
Alright, the answer to your question is that it's a good question. All right, but let me explain to you how to work this. The answer. The answer is if the Torah brings this, if the Torah wrote it, it's
what
for us to learn.
Chazal wrote it, right?
No, the pasuk is in Tanakh. Since this is a pasuk in Tanakh,
Shekhana Amra.
So we have to learn from there because the Torah is telling us to learn from it.
But we're not learning. Why we're not learning from it? She asked particularly prayer for her to have a kid. So why are we not going to learn so everybody have some kind of particular prayer? Davka Tefillah Shmona Esrei we have to do. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
Her prayer was only before for a particular point that you want to make.
I hear the question. Binyamin, your question, I hear the answer to his question is that since the Torah wrote it, it was there for us to learn. Okay, last and final Allah. And lichpol tevot b'tfilah. You ever see where a chazan prays? He could say one word 10 times. Ta 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 ta.
That's only Ashkenaz.
Ta ta.
Ashkenaz was a sin. We don't have that. We don't have that.
Okay, so.
That's how we have Binyamin doing
Chazanot. Sometimes they repeat words that should fit for the song. ברוך השם ליוילום
אמן ואמן לבי חנינה בן הקשור אומר עשה גלוי מרחות את נגוי ישראל לפיכך בעל התורה מצוי שנאמר אדונה חפד אמן ישראל יגדיל תורה יעדיר יתגדל שמן הבא
אמן
ועד המרקים את ימי בפר שתיים עשו המקורי מקרה משכה
אמן
ועד היכון ויום יחום חדרות יצא בעגלה וזמן קלים לו אמן
אמן ישמי רב ומבורך
ישמי רבה מברך אלה ומבורך 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 אלה ומב